弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Friends, sister, we thank the Lord.
在今天这个快速变化的一个时代里面
，In this fast-paced and ever-changing world,
这个天灾人祸不断。
With so many things happening around us,
神还给我们留下平安的日子。
The Lord still gave us peaceful days.
我们可以一同聚在主的跟前。
That we may gather before Him.
我们知道这是神给我们的机会。
We know that this is an opportunity which the Lord has given us.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
For His coming back is surely and very soon.
我们这是应当知道如何预备好自己来迎接他的再来。
We need to know how to prepare ourselves to welcome His coming.
我们都知道圣经啊启示我们。
We know the Bible has revealed to us.
这个世界啊不会越来越好，只会越来越坏。
That the world will never get any better; it will only get worse.
所以我觉得今天呢，我们作为基督徒常常有一个矛盾。
So as a Christian, we often fall into this contradiction.
按照我们大多数弟兄姊妹的感觉呢，我们祷告呢，希望这个世界好一点。
According to the majority of our prayers, we desire for the world to become better.
但是如果这个世界好一点的话呢，意思就是说，那么主回来的就要迟延一点。
Yet if the world becomes better, that means the Lord will delay in His return.
我们又不能祷告说让这个世界越来越坏。
And yet on the other hand, we cannot pray that the world will get any worse.
如果你这样祷告，可能有人会骂你。
If you pray such way, people would get mad at you.
但是事实上我们知道这个世界不会越来越好。
In reality, we know that the world will not get better.
所以我们觉得主还给我们有平安的日子，我们要感谢他。
So while the Lord still gave us peaceful days, we need to give thanks to Him.
我们要珍惜，我们要抓住这个机会。
We need to treasure this time and take hold of the opportunity.
所以我们为着主安排这个周末，让我们能一同聚在他的跟前来追求。
For His grace that He has prepared this weekend for us that we can pursue after Him.
我们这是满心的感谢他。
We are full of thanksgiving.
我们盼望这两天主真的是对我们的心说话。
We hope that in these 2 days that the Lord will indeed speak to our hearts.
让我们每个弟兄姊妹从灵的里面开始警醒。
That from the depth of our spirit we may rise up and be watchful.
让我们真是在主面前能够好好的预备我们的自己。
We can prepare ourselves before the Lord.
那么这一次呢，我的负担呢
？And this time my burden is.
我想和弟兄姊妹们交通，我们如何能做一个忠心的人
？I wanted to fellowship with brothers and sisters how to be faithful.
我想，主若许可的话
，If the Lord willing.
那么一共有3堂聚会。
We will have 3 meetings.
我们先要交通一下神，讲到。忠心的神对忠心的要求和呼召。
We will first speak on God's requirement of being faithful and His calling to be faithful.
然后第二堂呢，我们要讲到山下的忠心。
And the second session, we will be speaking upon being faithful at the foothill.
我们看一看以色列百姓他们如何在西乃山下那么忠心的建造会幕。
We will look at how the Israelites built the tabernacle faithfully at the foothill of Mount Sinai.
然后第三堂呢，我们要讲到在乱世中间如何来尽忠心。
The third session, we will be speaking upon being faithful in the chaotic world.
那现在呢，请弟兄姊妹啊，和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Now let's turn to several scriptures.
我们先看马太福音。
Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音
Matthew
第25章
Chapter 25
14到15节
Verses 14 and 15。
很抱歉啊，因为我最近眼睛不是太好。
I apologize that my eyesight recently are not very good.
这个光线呢，对我来讲好像读圣经有点困难。
And this light is still not conducive to me seeing the scriptures.
我请读中文的弟兄姊妹们帮助我，好吧
？I ask the brothers and sisters who are reading in Chinese to help me.
我请弟兄姊妹们大家来读。
I ask the brothers and sisters to read for me.
请你们大声的来读。
Please read loudly.
马太福音二十五章十四到十五节。
Matthew 25 verses 14 and 15.
请。
Please.
二十一节啊，二十一节。
Verse 21.
对不起，忘了英文的。
Chapter 25, verse 14 and 15. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possession to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Verse 21. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave.You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
二十四章第四十五节到四十七节。
Chapter 24, verses 45 to 47.
来，请。
Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at a proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
找到，请大家一起读。
Please read together when you find it.
我们再看约、sorry.
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
约翰福音第十六章第十三节。
John 16:13。
找到，请大家读。
But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come.
希伯来书第二章十七节。
Hebrews 2, verse 17.
希伯来书二章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house.
我们再请看启示录第三章十四节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this.
第十九章第十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon it is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and wages war.
我们最后呢，请看十七章第十四节。
Lastly, we'll turn to chapter 17, verse 14.These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful.
我们从圣经里面可以看见
And from the scriptures we can see,
历世历代神都要求人忠心，也呼召人忠心
That from generations to generation, God has called men to be faithful and required men to be faithful.
我们看见神在地上，特别在他的百姓中，他一直寻找那些忠心的人。
We see that God continued to seek, for His people to seek those who are faithful.
因为我们知道神的旨意只能托付给忠心的人。
We know that God's will can only be committed to those who are faithful.
但是很可惜啊。
Unfortunately.
今天在地上的教会。
And the churches today,
特别在基督教里面,
especially in, among Christianity,
我们看见大多数神的儿女们呢，我们所注重的是人的恩赐、人的口才、人的知识、人的才干。
We see that most often we only pay attention to people's talent, their eloquence, and their gifts.
但是我们看见神在他的家中所寻找的是忠心的人。
But what God is seeking for in His household are those who are faithful.
特别在这个末了的时代
Especially during this end time.
我们觉得这个忠心的呼召是来得格外的来得迫切
We feel the urgency of the calling to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
神并不在乎我们有多少的恩赐
God doesn't care how much gift we have.
他也不在乎我们有多大的才干和口才
Oh, how eloquent we are.
因为这些是神所给我们
Because these are things that he has given us.
当然一个人呢，如果有恩赐，有口才，有才干。
Of course, if you are capable, you have talents, and you have gifts and eloquence.
再加上忠心的话，那就更好。
And with being faithful, then that will be wonderful.
但是今天可惜在教会里面。
Yet unfortunately in the churches today,
我们看见有恩赐的人不少。
We see many people who are gifted.
有知识的人也不少。
Many people who are knowledgeable.
有口才的人也不少。
Many people who are eloquent.
有干才的人也不少。
Many people who are capable.
但是呢，真正忠心的人并不是太多。
Yet very few that we find are faithful.
所以，如果今天我们觉得自己没有多少的，没有什么恩赐。
So today, if we find ourselves lacking in any kind of gift,
我们也没有口才。
Or we lack in eloquence.
我们也没有什么才干。
And we're not capable.
其实呢，并不是十分重要。
This is not important.
如果你能做一个忠心的人
，If you can be a faithful one,
弟兄姊妹们，你就能够蒙到神的喜悦。
When sisters.That is the thing that pleases God.
所以在马太福音第二十五章
So in Matthew 25,
我们看见那是神对于侍奉他的人一生最后的一个称赞。
We see that this is the last commendation that God has given to his servants.
他说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
He says that you are good. He says, well done, good and faithful servant.
当然，良善是指的我们这个人里面能更多像神的。
Of course, that good refers to our inner qualities that we can be like him.
我们的生命和性格有更多的改变。
That our characters and our life has more changes.
能够表现出神的样式。
And to manifest his likeness.
因为只有神是善良。
Because only God is good.
但是不仅是有良善。
Not only we are good,
更重要的要有忠心。
We need to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道这是我们一生在主跟前最后呢如果能得到这个称赞的话呢那我们的一生在主跟前就有了价值。
Brothers and sisters, if we can receive this last praise from the Lord in our lives, then our life will be worthwhile.
所以在这个末了的时代
So in this end time,
忠心实在是太重要了。
Being faithful is so important.
所以这一次呢，我里面有点负担呢，就和弟兄姊妹们来交通关于忠心的事情。
And this time, my heart is burdened to share upon this matter of being faithful with the brothers and sisters.
当然，我们晓得在圣经里面，特别在新约圣经里面。
Of course, we know that in the New Testament,
忠心这个字啊，在希腊原文里面呢，跟信心是同一个字根。
And the word faith, being faithful.Is the same root word from the word faith.
我们也可以说呢，忠心是出自信心。
We can say that being faithful rises out of being faith.
这个信心呢，就说出我们对，说出我们对神的认识和神的信赖。
And being faithful tells us how we trust the Lord, how we depend upon Him.
所以忠心是出自你对神的认识和对神的信赖。
And so being faithful rises out of your knowledge of the Lord and your dependence upon Him.
你越多认识他
The more you know Him,
你越多知道他的旨意
The more you will know of His will.
啊，你越知道需要更多的信赖他
And the more you know that you need to depend upon Him,
你就越容易越多能够产生忠心
And the more faith you will have within you.
那么在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament,
我们看见这个字呢首先是用在神的身上。
We see this word is first used in God Himself.
那个意思呢，就是说呢，神向着他自己是忠心的。
This means that God is faithful to Himself.
不过呢，这个字呢，在中文圣经里面
，And yet in the Chinese translation,
我们把它翻成信实。
It is translated as being faithful.
英文都是一样。
In the English, it's the same word.
那么这就告诉我们说呢，神向着他自己是忠心的。
That God to Himself is true and faithful.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
因为他是信实的神。
For He is a true and faithful God.
所以今天我们蒙到了极大的福分。
And today we have received a tremendous blessing.
因为他的话怎样说，他的事情就怎样成就。
Because everything is done according to His word, His spoken word.
他定了荣耀的旨意。
He has purposed a glorious will.
他就一定要成就这个旨意。
And he will complete that will.
我们都知道今天神把我们救赎回来。
We know today that God has saved us.
把我们放在他荣耀的旨意里。
He has placed us in his glorious
purpose. 不管我们这一面是如何的变化。
No matter how we change on our part.
神向着他自己所定的旨意忠心。
God is faithful to the will that he has determined.
所以他要在我们身上成就他自己的美意。
And therefore he must accomplish his good will in us.
他若不做成这件事情他就不罢休。
If he does not finish his work, he will not stop.
所以因此呢弟兄姊妹他爱我们就爱我们到底。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when God loves us, he will love us to the end.
所以我们可以看见。
And so we can see.
我们的神因为他向着自己的一个中心
and because our God is faithful to himself,
因着他的信实
and because of his faithfulness,
所以我们这些软弱的人多变化的人在神跟前实在是蒙了极大的福气
Therefore all of us who are weak and constantly changing, we have received a great grace from him.
雅各也告诉我们这样说
James tells us,
他说那个众光之父啊，我们的父神呢在他没有转动的影儿
that our father is the father of light and there's no turning of shadow in him
他无论环境怎样改变
no matter how our circumstances changes
弟兄姊妹们他没有转动的影儿
brothers and sisters there's no turning of shadow in him
保罗在提摩太后书里面也告诉我们
Paul tells us in 2 Timothy
我们纵然失信他仍就是可信的
Even though we are faithless, he is still faithful.
因为他不能背乎自己。
For he cannot disown himself.
所以你可以看见我们的神，他是如何的忠心。
So you can see how our God is so faithful.
所以因此呢，从神的身上我们可以看见这个忠心呢，有一种不变的性质在里面。
And therefore, we can see from God himself that being faithful, there is a great portion of being not changing.
他是始终如一的。
He is one from the beginning till the end.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道。
Brother and sister, we do know.
一个人如果变来变去。
If a person is ever changing.
随着环境改变。
If a person changes according to circumstances.
见风使舵。
If they change directions according to the wind.
我们知道这样的人是不可能忠心的。
These kind of people cannot be faithful.
所以忠心里面有一种不变的性质在里面。
And so there is a meaning in the word faithful that is not changing.
我们的神就是这样一个不改变的神。
Our God is such a God who never changes.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这也是今天我们在神跟前呢我们对神的一种可以信赖。
And this, because of this, he can win our trust.
并且我们从神所得到的那个福分也是确定的。
And the,blessing we have received from him is secure.
我们看见不仅父神是忠心于自己。
We see that not only the Father God is faithful.
我们的主耶稣基督也是忠心。
Our Lord Jesus is also faithful.
所以在启示录里面。
Therefore, in the book of Revelation.
讲到他有一个名字叫做诚信真实。
It tells us that his name is true and faithful.
我们知道那个诚信那个字原文意思就是那个忠心的意思
and his name is faithful
我们感谢我们的主耶稣
we thank our Lord Jesus Christ
我们看见他道成肉身来到地上33年半在地上
an incarnation that he came down to the earth and spent 33 and a half years
他向着父神是绝对的忠心
he was absolute faithful to his father
他每一样事情都与他的父亲一致
he was of one with the father in everything
父怎样说他就怎样说
However the father speaks he will do accordingly
父要如何行动他就如何行动
However the father moves he will move accordingly
再也没有人能够像我们的主在神的跟前那样的忠心
No one is as faithful as our Lord before the father
他忠于神给他的托付
He is faithful to the commission that the father has given him
圣经形容说他面向耶路撒冷他的脸面有如坚石
The Bible tells us that he has set his face toward Jerusalem, and he has firmly.
虽然周遭的环境非常的险恶
even though the circumstances around him is very difficult.
撒旦来试探他
Satan came to tempt him.
犹太人背叛他
and the Jews rebelled against him.
那么他们攻击他
and they attacked him.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我们看见我们的主耶稣在地上，他始终向着神是忠心的。
Yet Jesus remains to be faithful to his Father.
因为他的忠心，所以他成就了父的旨意。
And because of his faithfulness, he was able to complete the Father's will.
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
他不仅向着父神是忠心的。
Not only he was faithful to the Father.
即使到最后他复活升天。
at the end when he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven,
希伯来书 告诉 我们,
Hebrews tells us,
他如今在荣耀里,
today he is in glory.
他做了慈悲忠信的大祭司,
he has become the merciful and faithful high priest.
他天天为着你我在神面前来代祷,
he intercedes for us daily before the Father.
我们都知道在旧约时代中,
we know in the Old Testament,
当大祭司要进入至圣所的时候,
when the high priest must enter into the Holy of Holies,
他的肩膀上面呢, 要带着那个肩带,
he needs to wear on his shoulder, he needs to place something.
这个上面呢, 有宝石, 上面刻着以色列12个支派的名字,
and on it, it has precious stones with the 12 tribes' name engraved upon it.
那么他要带着一个胸牌,
he needs to wear a breastplate.
这个胸牌呢, 上面呢, 也有12个支派的名字在上面,
and it also contains the name of the 12 tribes.
那意思说呢, 一个做大祭司的人,
and so for a high priest,
他要用他的肩膀呢, 扛抬这个责任,
he needs to use his shoulder to bear the burden.
他要用他的胸怀呢, 来怀抱神的百姓,
he needs to use his breast to to embrace the children.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
今天他复活升天了,
today he has risen and ascended into heaven.
圣经告诉我们他是慈悲忠信的大祭司, 他是忠心的大祭司。
The Bible tells us that he is the merciful and faithful high priest.
地上没有一个大祭司能够像他那样忠心。
There's not an earthly high priest that is as faithful as he is.
那么你要知道这 今天他的胸怀和他的肩头上所包含的是你我这些蒙恩得救的人。You
know that today upon his shoulder and in his breast, he has embraced all of us.
他是每时每刻为我们在神的跟前来代祷。He
prays for us every moment of the time.
哇，这是何等宝贵的一件事！This
is such a precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们都知道，如果一个人你今天在教会里， 有人呢常常为你代祷， 这是一个福气。
We know that it is such a blessing if someone can pray for you often.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我从我出来侍奉主之后，
ever since I came out to serve the Lord,
有很多弟兄姊妹们， 他们常常告诉我们， 他为我祷告。
There are many brothers and sisters that tells me that they pray for me often.
这实在是我的一个福气。
This is indeed my blessing.
那么尤其其中呢， 有一个人， 那么是叫我里面特别
especially one particular person who continues to support me.
那就是我的母亲。
And that is my mother.
我母亲生前的时候， 她是天天都为我代祷。
When my mother was alive, she would pray for me daily.
几十年以前，
several decades ago,
她在台湾的台中跟魏弟兄魏师母他们在那里一同服侍。
She was serving the Lord with brother and sister Wei in Taizong, Taiwan.
那么有一段时间呢, 台中的教会呢, 他们有这个所谓的守望祷告。
And there was a period of time in that church, they practiced prayer watch.
所以呢, 我的母亲呢, 就, 登记了, 参与这个守望祷告。
She also signed up and to participate in this prayer watch.
她定规的时间就是每天早晨10点钟, 他开始祷告。
She will begin to pray at 10 o'clock each morning.
祷告一个钟头。
And pray for 1 hour.
然后下午呢, 3点钟, 那么到4点钟, 他就祷告一个钟头。
And in the afternoon, she will pray from 3 to 4, another hour.
他参与这一个守望的祷告。
She participated in this prayer watch.
那么从那个时候开始起,
And from that time on,
他就非常忠心的每天两次祷告。
She pray faithfully twice a day.
那么以后呢, 台中, 他们也离开台中了。
Later on, they moved away from that city.
但是我的母亲呢, 每天早晨到10点钟, 她就祷告。
But my mother would continue to pray at 10 o'clock each morning.
每天下午3点钟, 她睡完觉起来, 她就祷告。
And she would pray 3 o'clock in the afternoon when she wake up.
数十年呢, 不改变。
And years after years, she will not change.
我常常有时候到她房间里面去的时候，
oftentimes when I go to her room,
我总是看见她俯伏在地， 在那里祷告。
I will see her prostrate on the floor and pray.
所以她常常对我说，
and she often told me,
她说你在前面服侍，
She says, you are serving the Lord in the front line.
我在背后为你代祷。
And I prayed for you from the behind.
所以有好多次当我出门的时候有时候感觉有点软弱我想到母亲的代祷我里面就有力量。
Many times when I leave home to minister to the Lord, when I feel weakness, and I remember my mother's prayer, and I will receive strength.
但是很可惜啊，最后的几年。
But unfortunately, in her last years,
因为她的糖尿病非常的严重。
Because she has severe diabetes.
那么她就用医生给了她很多的药。
And the doctor has given her many medications.
结果这些药呢，也破坏了她的这个思想。
And the medication has also affected her ability to think.
尤其最后几年，我们到 nursing home 去看她的时候。
In her last several years, when we visit her in the nursing home,
我跟她讲，我说妈，我们一起来祷告。
I would say to her, Mom, let us pray.
我妈说，我现在不会祷告了。
My mother was saying, now I don't know how to pray.
因为她病得非常严重。
Because she was very sick.
那个医药破坏了她整个的一个正常的生活。
And the medication has disabled a normal life.
在这个之前。
And be prior to that.
她从来没有一天停止过在神面前的祷告。
She never ceased to pray before the Lord.
所以她的代祷实在是我在服事上面一个很大的扶持。
So her intercessory prayer for me is my greatest support.
所以当她离世的时候。
When she left this world.
我里面实在感觉有很大的失落。
I felt a great loss.
但是我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
当有一天我读到希伯来书的时候。
One day when I read Hebrews.
我知道在这里有一位。
I know here is one.
他是长远的活着。
He lived everlasting.
并且他在那里为我们不住的代祷。
And he prayed continuously for us.
他的代祷比任何人的祷告都有力量。
His intercessory prayer is more powerful than any other intercessory prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有的时候我们在教会里面。
Sometimes when we are in the church.
我们会发现有的弟兄姊妹比较得着关照为他祷告的人很多。
We discover some people are more blessed because many people are praying for them.
有的人就觉得很孤单，好像从来都没有人为他代祷。
And some people will feel lonely as if no one ever prayed for them.
但是现在你不需要失望。
Now you don't have to be disappointed.
现在有一位，他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Here is one who is a merciful and faithful high priest.
纵然别人会忘记你。
Maybe other people will forget you.
他永远不忘记。
He will never forget you.
并且他忠心的在神面前为你代祷。
Faithfully, he intercedes on your behalf.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们基督徒属灵生活暗中所能得着最大的一个力量。
Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest strength that we can receive as Christians.
所以我们可以看见我们的主耶稣基督。
So we see our Lord Jesus Christ.
他即使复活升天。
Even after resurrection and ascension into heaven,
他仍旧是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is still the merciful and faithful high priest.
我们这是为着他在我们身上所施的恩典，我们要满心的感谢他。
For the grace that he has bestowed upon us, we need to thank him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道，圣经告诉我们，他的忠心如同摩西的忠心一样。
We know.From the Bible, that his faithfulness was like the faithfulness of Moses.
这实在是我们今天在神跟前所蒙到的极大的一个福气。
And this is the great blessing that we have received before the Lord.
所以主耶稣可以说是圣经里面的忠心最大的一个榜样。
And Jesus is the greatest example of faithfulness in the Bible.
没有人能像我们的主这样的忠心。
No one is as faithful as him.
所以今天我们虽然处在一个非常危险的一个时代
Even though today we live in a dangerous time
我们也不需要害怕
We don't have to be afraid
弟兄姊妹你要常常想到主耶稣在宝座上为你在代祷
Friends, sister, you need to remember that our Lord Jesus Christ is upon his throne and he intercedes on your behalf
所以我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
他是忠心的
that he is faithful
不仅他是忠心的
Not only he is faithful
我们看见 圣灵来了，圣灵也是忠心的。
We see that when the Holy Spirit came, that He is also faithful.
在约翰福音第十六章那里告诉我们。
In John 16, it tells us.
圣灵来了，真理的圣灵来了。
That when the Spirit of Truth comes,
他不凭自己说话。
He will not speak on his own initiative.
他也不凭自己行事。
He will not do anything upon himself.
所以这就说明了圣灵到地上来，他忠于父神的一个托付。
This explains to us that the Holy Spirit is also faithful to the will of the Father.
所以圣灵今天在神百姓中间的工作。
And today, the work of the Holy Spirit among the children of God.
他乃是要把我们带到神的旨意的里面。
Is to bring us into the will of God.
或者他是为着神的旨意在这里看顾我们。
And for the will of God, He is watching over us.
做工在我们的身上。
He is working in our lives.
所以圣灵来了。
So when the Holy Spirit comes,
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
他不是光是在这里好像给我们一点外面的帮助而已。
He is not just merely helping us outwardly.
他乃是忠于神的旨意。
But He is faithful to the will of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在圣经的里面
，In this Bible,
在创世纪第二十四章
，In Genesis 24,
记载的一个故事
，It recorded a story,
是一个美丽的图画
，And it's a beautiful picture.
那么你从这个故事的里面
，And from these pictures,
你可以很明显的看见，在那里好像是有一个隐藏的含义，是讲到圣灵的工作。
We see a hidden meaning to describe to us the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么创世纪二十四章到底讲什么故事呢
？And what is the story recorded in Genesis 24?
我们都知道那一章圣经乃是讲到亚伯拉罕为着他的儿子以撒娶亲的故事。
We know that this is a story of Abraham getting a wife for his son Isaac.
这个以撒呢，迟迟的不结婚。
Isaac has delayed his marriage.
好像找不到对象。
It seems that he cannot find anyone.
所以这个老父亲就着急了。
And so the old father is anxious.
所以有一天呢，就把他的老仆人找来。
And one day he found his old servant.
圣经特别讲，这个老仆人是管理他全业最老的仆人。
And the Bible especially mentioned that this old servant is the oldest that manages his entire household.
所以当你看见在这里讲到这个管理他全业的老仆人的时候，这岂不是圣灵吗
？And so when it mentioned that he is the one that managed his entire household, isn't this referring to the Holy Spirit?
今天圣灵自居仆人的地位。
Today the Holy Spirit took the form of a servant.
神实在是把他的全业都交给他。
And God has given His entire estate to the Holy Spirit.
即使我们主耶稣在地上33年半所完成的一切事物，都交在圣灵的手中。
Even all the work that our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the earth was given to the Holy Spirit.
所以，当亚伯拉罕要打发这个老仆人出去的时候
，So when Abraham must send this old servant out,
就要求这个老仆人把他的手放在他的大腿底下起誓。
And he asked him to place his hand under Abraham's thigh. And swear.
亚伯兰告诉他说
，Abraham told him，
你绝对不可以在这个本地的在迦南地为我的妻子为我的以撒找个妻子。
You cannot take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites.
你要回到我的本地本家去。
You need to go back to my own country.
所以这个老仆人呢
，And so this slave，
你看他一路上就是忠心耿耿。
He was faithful all the way.
用十匹骆驼带着这个亚伯拉罕所有的这些家产。
And he took with him 10 camels that carries the goods from Abraham's home.
然后他就回到了那个米索波大米。
He went back to Mesopotamia.
那么我们都知道，最后呢，他为以撒找到了利百加。
We know lastly he has found Rebecca for Isaac.
那么这一路上面，我们看见这个老仆人就向神祷告。
And this entire journey, the old servant continued to pray to God.
求神给机会。
That God will give him opportunity.
啊，到最后他把利百加带回来。
Lastly, he brought Rebecca back.
那么他很忠心的按照亚伯拉罕的吩咐，那么为以撒娶了一个好的妻子。
And faithfully, according to the commandment of Abraham, he has found a good wife for his son Isaac.
所以，创世纪第二十四章。
And so Genesis chapter 24.
从表面上看起来， 是亚伯拉罕为以撒娶亲的故事。
Outwardly, we see a story of how Abraham found a wife for his son.
其实在背后我们看见
Yet from within,
是神打发圣灵到地上来
We see that it is God that has sent his Holy Spirit
建立教会
to come to this earth to
装饰教会
build his church, to adorn his church.
为着他的儿子耶稣基督要寻找一个妻子
And for his son, Jesus Christ, his sake,To find a wife.
所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
我们可以看见圣灵也是忠心的
We see that the Holy Spirit is also faithful.
圣灵忠于神的旨意
The Holy Spirit is faithful to God's will.
所以他一直做工到今天
So he continues to work until today.
他一直在预备我们要成为羔羊的妻
He continues to prepare us.So that we can become the bride of the Lamb.
所以我们首先看见弟兄姊妹忠心这个字呢是用在神的身上
So brother and sister, first of all, we see the word faithfulness is being used in God himself.
神自己是忠心的
God himself is faithful.
所以因此他呢要求我们这些神的百姓也应当忠心
Therefore, he requires us, the people of God, to be faithful as well.
在末了的时代
In this end time,
神巴望我们能成为羔羊的同伴
How God desires for all of us to become the companion of the Lamb.
让我们能成为蒙召被选有忠心的人。
That we will be those who are called and to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个末了的时代，我们还有一场属灵的征战要打。
In this end time, we still have to yet to fight a spiritual battle.
如果我们不忠心，我们就没办法得胜。
If we are not faithful, then we cannot be victorious.
所以神要求我们忠心。
Therefore, God requires us to be faithful.
神也呼召我们来忠心。
He also calls us to be faithful.
那么我们要如何来忠心呢
？Then how do we be faithful?
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
有三个方面我们是需要注意的。
There are three areas that we must pay attention.
啊，神第一个要求我们忠于他的名。
First, we need to be faithful to His name.
第二个，我们要忠于他的自己。
Secondly, we need to be faithful to himself.
第三个，我们要忠于他的托付，忠于他的旨意。
And thirdly, we need to be faithful to his will.
我们知道这三方面忠心的要求。
We know that these three requirements of being faithful.
那是建立在三个重要的关系上。
It is built upon three important relationships.
就是我们与神之间的关系上。
And that is our relationship with God.
那么这三个什么关系呢
？And what are these three relationships?
一个是夫妻关系。
First is the relationship of husband and wife.
我们知道夫妻的关系里面是要求忠心的。
We know that in the relationship between husband and wife, faithful is utmost importance.
这是合理的要求。
And it's a reasonable requirement.
既然结婚成为夫妻
，since you have been wedded to become husband and wife,
就应当忠心。
Then you need to be faithful amongst yourself.
那么第二个关系
，secondly，
是朋友的关系。
It is built upon the relationship of friends.
我们知道好朋友之间是彼此忠心的。
We know that among good friends, we are faithful to one another.
真正的朋友是忠心的。
A true friend is one that is faithful.
那么第三个关系
，The third relationship,
就是主人和仆人之间的关系。
It is a relationship of a master and the servant.
主人对仆人是要求忠心。
The master always required the servants to be faithful.
所以我们看见神所要求的这三方面的忠心。建立在三个重要的关系上面。
So we see God's requirement of being faithful is built upon these three relationships.
所以第一个，神要求我们忠于他的名。
First of all, God wants us to be faithful to His name.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
因为神把我们看作是羔羊的妻。
Because God considers us as the bride of the Lamb.
我们知道，无论是中国人也好，美国人也好。当一个女子嫁给一个人的时候
，We know that whether you are in Eastern culture or Western culture, but when a woman is betrothed to a man,
她就改了姓
And she will change her last name.
所以通常就要把丈夫的姓冠在上面。
And she will now take her husband's last name.
啊，从此之后呢，你就变成了那个姓底下的。
From now on, you will become a person under that particular last name.
所以呢，像我的姊妹嫁给我，她本来姓刘，现在嫁给我就姓孙了。
And my wife, her maiden name was Liu, and now she's Mrs. Sun.
所以 弟兄姊妹碰见他的时候呢，也都叫他孙姊妹。
And so when you encounter her, you call her sister son.
那么呢，她现在呢，要向孙家尽忠。
And now she must be faithful to the household of son.
那我们想，美国人也是一样，你结了婚之后呢，你就冠上别的姓。
I'm sure it is same in the Western culture that you would change your last name.
所以我们都知道，当我们受浸的时候，我们就受浸归于基督。
So after our baptism, we're baptized unto Christ.
我们就成为他名下的人。
We are people under His name.
所以从此之后，我们要向着这个名来尽忠。
And from now on, we must be faithful to this name.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的一件事情。
Friends, sisters, this is an important matter.
在启示录第十四章里面。
In Revelation chapter 14,
讲到那十四万四千人。
It talks about the 144,000.
当然，这是圣经中所讲的一些得胜者。
Of course, this refers to the overcomers in the Bible.
他们头一个特点是什么呢？
And their first quality is
就在他们的额头上有主的名和父的名。
And that is upon their forehead they bear the name of the Lord and the name of the Father.
这个额头上面呢有名字。
And their names written on their foreheads.
有好多方面的意义。
It means many things.
我们知道在东方啊，
We know that in the Eastern culture,
特别日本人当他们要来抗议的时候
especially for the Japanese when they are against something, when they protest,
你看见他们很喜欢呢，弄个布条呢，把要抗议的东西都绑在额头上。
They like to wear a headband, and on the headband will be writings of what they are opposing to.
因为这是一个很明显的地方，一绑上去了，你就知道你要抗议。
And because this is an obvious place on your face, so people will know that you're in opposition of something.
并且知道你要抗议什么。
And they also know what you want to oppose to.
所以呢，我们把主的名和父的名放在额头上，就是放在最明显的地方。
So if we place the name of the Father and the name of the Lord upon our forehead, this is the most prominent place.
我们告诉周遭的人，告诉世人说，我们是属于神的。
We tell the people around us that we belong to the Lord.
我们是在基督的名下的。
That we are under the name of Christ.
所以这个是一个明显的一个见证。
And this is a very prominent testimony.
当然了，另外一面来讲，这个额头这个部分。
Another meaning is about your forehead.
今天呢，我们不需要用笔啊，把主的名写在这里。
Today we don't need to use a pen to write the name of the Lord upon our forehead.
这个额头是我们人的思想的地方。
But the forehead represents an area of men's thought.
意思说呢，你要把主的名和父的名呢，要常常来思想。
It tells us, it means that we need to often consider and think about the name of the Lord.
你做任何的事情。
Before you do anything.
你都要想到主的名。
You need to think about his name.
你都应该想到父的名。
You need to think of the name of the Father.
那么我做这件事情，
When I do such things,
会不会叫主的名蒙羞呢？
Would it shame the name of the Lord?
会不会叫父的名蒙羞呢？
Will it shame the name of the Father?
还是我做这件事情会叫主的名、父的名得荣耀呢？
Or if I do this thing, it will bring glory to the name of the Lord and the name of the Father.
我们基督徒做每一件事情，你都要想一想。
Before each Christian do anything, we need to think.
这个叫做把主的名和父的名刻在你的额头上。
This is what it means to write the name of the Father and the name of the Lord upon your forehead.
所以我们蒙恩得救之后，
So after we are saved,
我们已经在主的名下。
We are already under His name.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要向这个名忠心。
And we need to be faithful to this name.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
所以尤其年轻的弟兄姊妹，
Especially for the young brothers.
今天我们处在一个最多试探和引诱的一个时代。
Today we live in a time full of temptation.
这时代是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
This is indeed a wicked generation.
所以希望我们做每一件事情的时候，你要想一想主的名。
And I hope that before you do anything, that you will remember the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
如果你能这样思想，表示你向这个名是忠心的。
If you can consider this way, then you are faithful to His name.
所以这些得胜者。
So all these overcomers,
他们第一件事情，他们就是把主的名放在他们的心思意念中。
The first thing is they place the name of the Lord upon their forehead and upon their hearts.
所以这是我们今天在主跟前需要表明的忠心。
And this is the faithfulness we need to show before the Lord.
当我们读到亚细亚的启示录亚细亚七个教会的时候，
When we read about the seven churches in Asia,
我们看见以弗所的教会,
we see the churches in Ephesus.
他们已经失去了起初的爱,
they have lost that first love.
但是他们还能够为着主的名劳苦,
and yet they still labor for the name of the Lord.
他们爱没有了,
they do not have that first love anymore, yet they still are faithful to the name.
他们为着这个名劳苦,
and they labor for this name.
那么你看到了别加摩的时代,
and when you come to the time of Pergamon,
那个别加摩的教会的光景是非常的堕落的,
and it is a fallen church.
但是呢, 圣经说呢, 他们中间还有人坚守主的名,
yet among them there are still people who hold fast to the name of the Lord.
所以你可见今天在大多数神的儿女当中,
so you see that in the majority of the children of God,
我们对主耶稣基督这个名, 我们还是有尊重的,
we still honor and respect the name of Lord Jesus.
那么这是宝贵的一件事情,
this is something precious.
所以在教会历史上面,
and so in the church history,
你会看见有成千上万的人为着这个名寻道,
you see that thousands upon thousands have martyred for this namesake.
他们不愿意否认这个名,
they will not deny this name.
他们宁可丢弃自己的生命,
they will rather give up their life.
啊, 这样的故事实在是太多了,
there's numerous stories as this.
所以为着这个名,
and for this namesake,
你尽忠心,
you need to be faithful.
啊, 这是叫神的心也能得到满足,
and this is will also satisfy God's heart.
啊, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须记得,
we need to remember,
我们是已经许配给基督,
that we have been betrothed to Christ.
虽然今天, 那个婚期还没有到,
even though the marriage time has not yet arrived,
保罗在哥林多后书勉励我们,
in 2 Corinthians, Paul encouraged us,
我们要做童真, 要纯洁, 童真女,
we need to be the pure virgin.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要向着, 我们的主耶稣基督, 保持一个忠贞,
we need to keep our purity for our Lord Jesus Christ.
不能让这个名在我们的身上蒙羞,
and so that his name will not be ashamed.
因为我们已经许配给基督,
for we have already been betrothed to Christ.
这是非常宝贵的一件事,
this is a very precious matter.
我们知道在旧约时代中间, 耶和华神把以色列百姓, 就是当作自己的妻子来看待,
we know that in the Old Testament time, the Lord Jehovah has already considered the Israelites as his wife.
在先知们的书信里面, 多次的提到,
from all the books of the prophets, it mentions many times.
我们看见耶和华神是一个忠贞的丈夫,
we see that the Lord Jehovah, he is a faithful husband.
以色列人常常是被盗的妻子,
and Israelites are oftentimes the adulterous wife.
甚至淫乱的妻子,
the adulterous wife.
我们知道神借着先知多次地表达他内心的伤痛,
we know that God has used the prophets to illustrate his sadness and grief many times.
弟兄姊妹们, 至终我们知道, 以色列人没有能够守住一个妻子该占的地位,
we know that Israelites at the end could not hold on to the position as being a wife.
他们向着耶和华, 向着神的名不够忠诚,
they were not faithful to the Lord and to his name.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们必须明白,
today we need to understand,
我们站在妻子的地位上面,
we stand on the position of a wife.
我们应该向着主的名, 要有忠心,
we need to be faithful to the name of the Lord.
所以神要求我们, 第一方面的要求, 忠于他的名,
and God first requires us to be faithful to his name.
那么不仅忠于他的名,
not only being faithful to his name,
第二方面,
secondly,
我们必须忠于主的自己,
we need to be faithful to the Lord himself.
啊, 因为我们和主之间呢, 有一个朋友的关系在,
because we are friends. We have a relationship of being friends.
在旧约时代里面,
in the Old Testament time,
能够被称作是神的朋友的人很少,
not many are called a friend of God.
在全本旧约圣经里面, 只有亚伯拉罕一个人被称作是神的朋友,
in the entire book of scriptures found in Old Testament, only Abraham was called a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕也确实是神的朋友,
and Abraham indeed was the friend of God.
所以神要做任何事情的时候,
before God would do anything,
你记得在那个他们要毁灭那个索多玛和俄摩拉的时候,
as you recall that God was going to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah,
他们彼此说, 他说我们所做的事岂能不告诉亚伯拉罕,
and they conversed among themselves and says, what we are about to do, can we not tell Abraham?
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友,
Abraham was a friend of God.
所以到最后，神要求亚伯拉罕说：“你把你那最爱的以撒要献给我的时候。”
And so when God has requested Abraham to offer up his most beloved son Isaac,
你看亚伯拉罕没有任何的犹豫，就把以撒献上。
You see that Abraham did not hesitate and offered Isaac up.
哇，这个只有好朋友之间呢，能够做这些事情，对不对？
This is something only is possible among good friends.
所以在旧约圣经的里面，亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
In the Old Testament, we find that only Abraham was the friend of God.
另外，我们知道摩西也是神的朋友。
We also know that Moses was a friend of God.
虽然圣经没有这样讲说摩西是神的朋友。
Even though the Bible did not mention literally that Moses was a friend of God.
但是摩西跟神之间面对面讲话如同朋友。
But Moses spoke to God face to face just as friends.
所以一个人呢，如果能作为神的朋友，那是多么困难的一件事情。
It is so difficult for us to become a friend of God.
我想弟兄姊妹中间有人知道我那个英文名字叫做 Godwin。
I'm sure some people know that my English name is Godwin.
我当初拿到这个名字，我也不知道什么意思。
When I first have received this name, I did not know the meaning of this name.
啊，我把它分开来看，就是 Godwin， 就是神得胜。
I divided the word and I thought is Godwin, meaning God is winning.
直等到有一天我碰见一个加拿大的老姊妹。
One day I met a Canadian old sister.
她就问我说：“她说你知道你名字的意思吗？”
She asked me, "Do you know the meaning of your name?"
我说大概是 Godwin.
So I told her it means God win.
她说 no.
She said no.
她说这个名字啊，一方面是一个英国的一个皇帝的名字。
She said this name came from emperor, a king of England.
但是另外一面来讲的话，这个名字的意思就是 God's friend.
And the other meaning of this name means God's friend.
哇，我说这么大的名字。
I said, "Wow, this is such a great name."
那天真是把我吓到。
And it really shocked me.
我实在承认很惭愧。
I felt ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament，
一个人能称作神的朋友，那是多么宝贵的一件事。
It is so precious when a person can be referred to as God's friend.
只有少数这两个人能被称作是神的朋友。
Only the very few, just these two, can be considered as God's friend.
但是到了新约时代。
Yet in the New Testament time,
我们看见在约翰福音里面
we see that in the Gospel according to John,
主有一天对门徒们说
and God told the disciples one day,
他说从此之后我不再称你们为仆人
he says, I will no longer call you as servants,
我乃称你们为朋友
but I will call you as friends,
弟兄姊妹们
friends, sisters,
这是神与人之间关系上面一个重大的转变。
And this is a great turning point among the relationship between God and man.
神把人提升到朋友的地位。
God has elevated man's position into a friendship.
我们晓得，如果是朋友，就是对等的关系啊。
We know that if we're friends, then we're equal.
你看看神如何把我们提到多么高的地位上面。
See how God has exalted our position.
因为主说，只有朋友。可以知道一切的事情。
Because only friends can know everything.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
他把我们当作朋友。
He considers us as his friend.
他并且是最忠心的好朋友。
And he is the most faithful friend.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你是主的朋友吗？
Are you a friend of God?
我们今天不仅要成为他的朋友。
Today not only we shall become his friend.
我们应当成为他的密友。
We need to become his most intimate
friend. 好朋友是常常在一起，相聚在一起。
Good friend can be together very often.
好朋友是常常彼此谈心的。
A good friend can often share their hearts.
好朋友是可以分享心中的秘密。
A good friend can share the secrets amongst themselves.
所以我说现代的有些父母很可怜。
I said, it's pitiful for some of these modern day parents.
有的父母啊，想要知道儿女的事情啊。
If some parents want to know what's going on with their children,
必须去找他们的朋友你才知道。
They need to find their friends to find out.
因为他们有什么事情不告诉父母。
Because the children will not tell anything to their parents.
碰见好朋友可以讲。
But they will tell their friends.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们跟主之间也应该建立这种亲密的关系。
Friends, sisters, we need to build up this intimate relationship with the
Lord. 我们要常常与主谈谈心。
We need to often share our hearts with the
Lord. 我们要知道他心中想什么。
We need to know what is upon his mind.
我们应该把我们心中的事告诉主。
We need to tell him what is on our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们
Friends, sisters,
很多神的儿女
There are many children of God. After they are saved, they did not build up this intimate relationship. We ask the Lord that we can become His good friend.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers
and sisters,
we know that among the disciples,
也有一些很失败的例子,
there are some examples of failure.
虽然主耶稣称他们为朋友,
Even though Jesus has called them as friends,
但是他们并没有把主耶稣当作朋友来看待。
Yet they did not consider Jesus as their friend.
你看犹大就是这样。
You see, Judas was one of such.
当主呼召十二个门徒的时候,
When Jesus called the 12 disciples,
神也呼召了犹大。
He also called Judas.
这三年半的时间,
In this time of 3.5 years,
我们的主也是照样的恩待犹大。
And our Lord was also gracious to Judas.
主明明知道他是个贼啊，喜欢偷钱。
The Lord knows that he's a thief. He likes to take money.
你看，我们的主就把钱包放他身上。
And so the Lord asked him to carry the money back.
我们的主真是愿意做他的好朋友啊。
Because our Lord indeed wants to be his good friend.
做好朋友很坦诚的。
To be good friends, you are very open.
啊，很大方的。
You're very generous.
那么，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
犹大有没有做主的朋友呢?
But was Judas, Jesus' friend?
没有做主的。
He wasn't.
最后呢?
At the end,
他用三十块钱。
He used 30 silver coins.
就把主耶稣卖掉了。
And sold Jesus.
在犹大的心中啊。
In Judas's heart,
主耶稣这个朋友只值三十块钱。
This friend, Jesus, only worth 30 silver coins.
所以他到祭司们、大祭司们那去了，用三十块钱就把主卖掉。
And so he went to the high priest and sold Jesus for that amount of money.
后来就带着罗马的兵丁，拿着刀棒火把，到了克西马尼园来抓主。
Later on, he took the Roman soldiers and into the Garden of Gethsemane and to capture Jesus.
当主看见犹大的时候
，When the Lord saw Judas,
你们记得主怎么说吗
？Did you remember what the Lord said?
主说。朋友
friend,
你所要做的你做吧。
Do what you must do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主永远是好朋友。
Our Lord is always his good friend.
即使面对犹大这样出卖他
Even faced with this traitor as Judas,
主人就站在朋友的边上。
The Lord still stands on the ground of,
真是忠心的
of a friend. He is a faithful friend.
犹大用这么微小一点点代价就把主耶稣这个朋友出卖掉了。
Judas used such a small amount of money and betrayed our Lord Jesus.
我们常常读这个故事的时候
When we read the story,
我们会责备犹大。
We will rebuke Judas.
我们说犹大这个人实在是太糟糕了。
We says, Judas, you're such an awful person.
但是弟兄姊妹们
Brothers,
请你我思想一下自己。
But let us consider ourselves.
我们是不是有很多时候有一点点的小事，可能还不止三十块钱，我们就把主放在一边
？Are there many times and incidents in our life that is not even as significant as 30 silver coins, and we have betrayed our Lord Jesus?
我们对他是有何等多的亏欠？
How we have shortchanged him.
我们常常一有我们自己的事情来的时候，我们就把主摆在一边。
When we are busy, we placed him aside.
如果是好朋友
，If we're good friends,
你就绝对不会这样做的。
You would do no such thing.
所以呢，我们看见犹大是一个失败的例子。
We see that Judas is an example of failure.
这对我们来讲是何等大的一个警惕。
And yet, it's a great warning to you and I.
弟兄姊妹们，你绝不能因为一点点的利益把这个好朋友出卖。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot betray this good friend just for a small amount of benefit.
我们看见不仅犹大是这样。
We see not only Judas was like this.
后来，连彼得也失败。
Later on, even Peter failed.
当主耶稣被捕
，When Jesus was captured,
进到那个大祭司的院子里受审判的时候
，And he was being questioned in the court of the high priest.
彼得开头很勇敢。
In the beginning, Peter was brave.
他对主说："啊，即使你要死，我也跟着你一起死。"
He told Jesus that even till death, I will follow you.
甚至他说我要为你而死。
And I will die for you.
哇，这真是好朋友的话，对不对？
This is truly a word coming out of the mouth of a good friend.
就像我们今天世界上，有时候会对着自己的好朋友，哎呀，那个讲的是理直气壮。
And just like today in this world, many times we will speak these kind of words with our good friends.
但是一碰到事情的时候呢？
Yet when things come,
主说你要为我死吗？
Jesus said, "Will you die for me?"
鸡叫两次以前，你要三次否认我。
Before the cock crows twice, you would disown me three times.
啊，彼得说绝对不会。
Peter says, "Never."
结果呢，在一个小使女的面前，他就发咒起誓的否认主。
And yet before a small servant girl, and Peter swore and rejected the Lord.
对，当他第三次否认主的时候。
And the third time that he denied the Lord.
圣经记载说，主耶稣就回头看了他一眼。
The Bible tells us Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那是一个朋友的眼光。
This is the look of a friend.
我们的主充满了同情。
Our Lord is full of compassion.
主没有一点点的责备。
He did not rebuke him.
所以那一天彼得受不了。
And that day Peter could not stand anymore.
彼得知道他对不起这个朋友。
He knew that he felt short of this friendship. He felt short of this moment.
放声痛哭。
He left the place and wept bitterly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他永远是我们的好。
He is always our good friend.
今天呢，我们应当和主之间建立亲密的关系。
Today we need to build up this intimate relationship with him.
我们应当也在任何的逼迫的环境的里面，要忠于这位朋友。
Even in the midst of all kinds of persecution, we need to be faithful to this friendship.
所以在教会历史上
，In this church history,
我们会看见有的人很不仅忠于主的名。
We see that there are people who are faithful to the name of the Lord.
在他们个人的生活里，跟主之间建立非常亲密的关系。
And in their personal life, they have built up a very intimate relationship.
他们是常常与主谈心的。
They often share their hearts with the Lord.
他们知道主的心，主也知道他们的心。
They know the heart of God, and God also knows their hearts.
他们建立了一个非常美丽的属灵生活。
They built up a wonderful spiritual life.
每样大小事物都跟主在一起。
And they will share great and small things with the
Lord. 他们不仅成为主的好朋友，成为主的密友。
Not only that they will become God's best friend, but also His most intimate friend.
他们不仅感觉到主的忠诚。
Not only they feel the faithfulness of the Lord.
他们也向着主也忠心。
They are also faithful to God.
像这样的一些例子也是有的。
And we can find these examples.
比方说我们举个例子来说一下。
I will give you one example.
你像在第二个世纪。
In the second century.
士美拿教会的会都那个波利卡。
The elders in the church of Smyrna.
Deacon.
Beluca.
那么他是一个教会里面的一个年长人。
And he's an elder in the church.
他跟主之间有一个非常亲密的关系。
He has a very close relationship with.
那么后来呢？罗马人开始逼迫的时候。
And when the Romans began to persecute Christians.
要求他否认主。
They asked him to denounce the name of the Lord.
他拒绝。
He refused.
因为那个时候他已经86岁。
Because at that time he's already 86 years old.
他对那些审判官讲。
He told the judges.
他说过去这86年。
In this past 86 years.
没有亏负我。
He never felt short of me.
所以我也不能亏负他。
And I cannot do so.
好多人劝他。
Many people persuaded him.
老先生啊，你年纪这么大，你不能吃苦了。
You're so advanced in age, you cannot bear the pain.
你就否认吧。
Just denounce him.
他拒绝。
He refused.
最后呢，他们把他绑在柱子上。
At the end, they bind him on a pillar and poured oil upon him and burned him as a torch. In the excruciating pain, he continues to cry out that in this 86 years, he never felt short exchanged me, and I cannot do so.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
真是主的好朋友。
This is indeed God's best friend.
好朋友为朋友舍命。
A best friend will lay down his life for another, for his friend.
在教会历史上面。
In the church history,
我们看见有不少的一些圣徒们，他们在这些方面，他们跟主建立亲密的关系。
We see that there are many saints who have built out such friendship with the Lord.
比方说，我们你想讲到那个芬乃伦呢，讲到那个盖恩夫人呢，这些人都是跟主之间有非常亲密关系的人。
For example, you mentioned people such as Fenelon or Madame Guillon. They are all people who build close relationship with the Lord.
你读到他们的著作的时候
，When you read their writings,
你会感觉他们跟主之间的关系是那么的紧密的。
You feel that they're so close to the Lord.
真是好朋友之间的关系。
And it is indeed a beautiful description of a best friendship.
当然很可惜啊。
Yet unfortunately,
今天我们看见在地上忠于主的名的人多。
Today there are more people who are faithful to the name of the Lord.
真正做主好朋友、忠于主自己的人不算多。
Yet not many that are a best friend with the Lord.
愿主吸引我们。
May the Lord draw our hearts.
让我们能够忠于主的自己。
That we can be faithful to Himself.
做主耶稣基督的好朋友。
And to be the best friend of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不仅神要求我们要忠于他的自己。
Not only God requires us to be faithful to Himself.
第三方面。
The third aspect.
神要求我们要忠于他的旨意。
The Lord asks us to be faithful to His will.
因为我们的神是有旨意。
Because our God is a God with a will.
他有计划。
He has plans.
他有目的。
He has purposes.
所以今天我们承接这个目的，我们要忠于这个托付。
Today we have received His purpose and we need to be faithful to it.
所以我们和主之间还有一个仆人和主人和仆人之间的关系。
And between God and us, we still have another relationship, which is one of master and servant.
做仆人的人就是要遵循主人的意思。
A servant must always do the master's will.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他不仅定了荣耀的旨意。
Not only he has purposed a glorious will.
今天他也愿意把他的旨意托付在我们这些人身上。
Today he has also commissioned his will to all of us.
那么就像马太福音二十四、二十五两章所讲。
Just like it's described in Matthew 24 and 25.
二十四章告诉我们，我们在神的家中治理的时候呢，我们不仅需要智慧，我们也需要忠心。
And chapter 24 tells us, as we manage the household of God, we need not only we need to have wisdom, we also need to be faithful.
在二十五章就讲到，我们在神的那个产业的那个托付上面，我们要忠心。
In chapter 25 tells us that we need to be faithful in God's inheritance.
神按照我们的才干，那么神把他的产业托付给我们这些人。
God has given his inheritance to each one of us according to our ability.
有的是五千，有的两千，有的一千。
Some are five talents, some are two, and some are one.
按照圣经的话来讲，这个托付不是太多，这是小事。
From the word of the Bible, we know that these are all small things.
我们常常以为说五千就很大了，其实在主来看也是小事。
We often thought that being given five talents is a great matter. It is not. It's still a small thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在神托付的产业上面，我们来管理，我们要来忠心。
And today we need to be faithful in God's commissions us of His possessions.
因为主还要回来。
And because he will come back.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当他回来的时候
，When he comes back,
他就要来算账了。
He will take accounting.
啊，我们看见那个五千的，另外又赚了五千。
We see the five talents has earned another five talents.
那个两千的又赚了两千。
And we see the one given two talents has earned another two.
唯有那个一千的呢，把它银子包起来，埋在地上，什么都没有。
Only the one that was given one talent, he has buried his silver.
当我们读这个故事的时候，读这个比喻的时候
，When we read this parable.
你会不会觉得有一个问题在里面
？Do you have this question in your heart?
为什么这个五千的又赚了五千
Why is it the one received five talent has earned another five talent?
他不讲说这个五千就赚了三千。
He did not say the one with five talent has gained another three talents.
他也没有说这个五千的赚了七千。
Or the one that given five talents gained seven talents.
为什么五千就赚了五千，两千就赚两千？
Why is it that you're given five talents, you earned five talents, and given two talents and two?
刚刚好啊。
It's just the same.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, here is a deeper meaning.
就说呢, 如果今天主给你五千,
and it means that if God has given you five talents,
你愿意按照所得着的五千去尽力的话呢,
if you're willing to be faithful to the five talents that you're given,
只要你肯尽力,
as long as you can give your effort,
你就可以得到五千,
then you will gain five more talents.
如果你有两千,
if you have two,
只要你肯尽力,
as long as you are faithful,
你就可以得到两千,
then you will gain two.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and this is the grace that God has given us.
所以你从主领受了这个托付,
if you have been entrusted this commission, then you have to be faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
sisters,
今天我们的神在地上正在建立他的家。
Today, our God is building His household in on this earth.
我们要为着神的家的整个建造,
and for the building up of His household, we need to be faithful.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is important.
所以呢, 我们从圣经里面可以看见,
from the Bible, we can see
神有三方面的这个要求。
God has three requirements of
我们要忠于主的名。
First, we need to be faithful to His name.
我们要忠于主的自己。
We need to be faithful to Himself. We need to be faithful to His commission, to His will. And we know that these three requirements is built upon the three relationships. And these three relationships is completely reasonable.
所以我们理所当然应该在神跟前来尽忠心。
We ought to be faithful before God.
当我们读旧约圣经的时候,
when we read the Old Testament,
我们发现旧约圣经中间呢, 有一个标准的榜样。
We discover that there is a model example.
那个就是摩西。
And that is Moses.
你如果把摩西一生的故事读一下的话呢,
if you read the story of Moses,
你会看见摩西在这三方面都是忠心的。
You discover that Moses was faithful in these three areas.
摩西向着神的名是忠心的。
Moses is faithful to God's name.
我们也可以说呢, 在整个人类的历史上呢, 摩西是头一个知道神的名的人。
We can say that in the entire history of man, Moses was the first one who knew the name of God.
那么他是在哪里知道神的名的呢?
Where did he find out the name of God?
就是在出埃及记第三章。
It is found in Exodus chapter 3.
那个时候我们知道摩西正在旷野里面, 牧羊。
At that time, Moses was shepherding the sheep in the
wilderness. 有一天他带着他岳父那个祭司米特罗羊啊, 到这个河烈山去牧羊。
And one day he took his father-in-law's sheep to Mount Horeb to shepherd the sheep.
结果在那里看见荆棘火焰。
And then he saw the burning bush.
那么神在那里也托付他。
And there God has commissioned
要叫他回埃及去把以色列百姓带出来。
That he must return to Egypt and to lead the people out of Egypt.
那摩西就在那里问到了神的名字。
There, Moses has inquired the name of the Lord.
神说我是自有拥有。
And the Lord says, I am who I am.
那么那个意思就是我就是耶和华。
And I am Jehovah.
所以在那里摩西是头一次知道了神的。
This is the first time Moses found out the name of the Lord.
也许我们会问说哈, 在创世纪里面不是耶和华的名都已经提出来了吗?
We may ask, isn't God has already mentioned His name in Genesis?
如果那个时候已经提到耶和华的名的话, 摩西不可能不知道神的名字是什么。
If at that time God has already mentioned His name, it would not be impossible for Moses to find out God's name.
所以我们今天知道, 创世纪里面那个耶和华的名是因为摩西后来写创世纪的时候把这名字加上去的。
And we know the reason the name of the Lord, the name of God is recorded in Genesis is because later on Moses found out God's name and he wrote Genesis. prior to that, no one knew of God's name.
摩西是一个头一个知道神名字的人。
Moses was the first one who knew God's name.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
摩西忠于这个名字。
Moses was faithful to this name.
所以你看，在摩西五经里面。
You see in the five books of Moses.
像耶和华晓谕我，耶和华对我说，这样的字句出现的非常多。
And he often writes, "The Lord God has told me. The Lord God has revealed to me."
摩西是一个多多提到神的名字的人。
He is one who has often mentioned the name of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，摩西是一个忠于主名字的人。
For he is one who is faithful to God's name.
他不仅忠于主的名字。
Not only was he faithful to God's name.
我们知道摩西也是神的朋友。
We also know that Moses was God's friend.
在出埃及第三十三章里面。
In Exodus chapter 33,
那里记载着摩西呢自己搭了一个小帐幕在以色列的营盘之外。
And it tells us that Moses has built a tent outside of the camp.
那个时候会幕还没建造起来。
At that time, they have not yet built the tabernacle.
他就称他自己的帐篷叫做会幕。
So he called his own tent as the tent of the meeting.
所以每天呢，摩西在以色列百姓做完事之后，他就回到他自己的帐篷。
And every day after he had done the business among the people, he will return to this tent.
他一回去的时候，
when he returned,
所有的以色列人呢，他们都站在自己的帐篷门口。
All the Israelites were stood at the entrance of their own tents.
他们就看着摩西啊，走到他自己的帐篷那里。
They will watch Moses as he entered into his own tent.
等到摩西进了他那个帐篷。
After Moses entered into his tent,
神的荣光从天上降临在那个帐篷前面。
God's glory will descend upon this tent.
就所有的以色列百姓都能俯伏下拜。
And all the Israelites will bow down and worship.
圣经记载说，神与摩西面对面讲话，如同朋友一样。
The Bible tells us that God will speak to Moses face to face, just as friends.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
摩西跟神之间建立非常亲密的关系。
Moses has built up a very close relationship with God.
并且摩西一生忠于这位好朋友。
And all his life, he was faithful to this good friend.
我们看见他后来带着以色列的百姓在旷野里面行走。
We see that later on, he led the people Israelites to walk in the wilderness.
每一样事物都带到神的跟前。
He will bring every matter before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
摩西是一个忠于神的一个人。
Moses was one who is true to God.
摩西不仅忠于神的自己。
Not only was he faithful and true to God himself.
我们都知道在西乃山上。
We know at Mount Sinai.
神把山上的样式给了他。
God has given him the pattern on the mount.
那么后来摩西下山以后。
Later on when he descended down the mountain.
就按照山上的样式建造了会幕。
He built the tabernacle according to the pattern that was given to him.
会幕中的每一样事物都是按照山上的样式。
Every detail of the building of the tabernacle was according to the pattern on the mount.
为什么这个会幕这么重要呢？
Why is this tabernacle so important?
希伯来书的作者解释。
And the author of Hebrews explains.
他说，因为这个会幕的建造，为要传说将来必成。
And because this tabernacle is speaking to the things to come.
那么这个意思就是说，这个会幕呢是表明神的心意的。
It tells us that this tabernacle expressed to us God's will.
乃是讲到基督与他的教会之间的关系。
It describes the relationship between Christ and his church.
那摩西就预先建造这个会幕来说明这件事情。
So Moses has built this tabernacle to describe this matter.
难怪这个会幕虽然不是很大。
No wonder even though this tabernacle is not great.
但是它说明的意义非常重要。
And yet the significance of the tabernacle is
important. 所以每一件事情都必须按照神的心意。
Therefore every detail must be according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们在教会的侍奉上，我们能有这样的感觉吗？
Today, do you have the same feeling when you serve in the church?
有很多人弟兄姊妹觉得，哎，教会这些都是小事情。
Many people think that all these matters in the church are small things.
以至于有时候我们就轻看。
And many times we look lightly.
以至于我们就随便。
And we will do things carelessly.
我们就自以为是，自作主张了。
We will make up our own mind, do things according to our will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于神的旨意不尊重。
And sister, we do not honor God's will.
其实。今天我们在地上在这里 一同建立神的家。
Today, as we build up the house of God together,
从表面上看起来好像没有多少的大事。
Outwardly speaking, we do not see great construction.
但是我们也是在这里证明将来所要实现的事情。
But we are here to prove what is to come.
所以因此今天在教会的建造上没有一样的事物是我们可以出主张可以自己来计划。
And therefore, in the matter of building up the church of God, there is not one thing that we can do it according to our own will, our own opinion. 必须
按照神的启示。
We must do it according to the revelation of God.
摩西在山下完全按照山上的样子。
Moses, as he constructed at the foothill of the mountain, it was according to the pattern.
我想关于这个点，我下一堂会详细的说明。
And I will speak upon this point in detail next session.
今天这个实在是太重要了。
Today, this is very important.
这个真正是关乎到耶稣基督的见证。
And because this has everything to do with the testimony of Jesus Christ.
感谢主啊，我们的弟兄啊，昨天晚上已经开始在这方面有交通了。
I thank the Lord that our brother has already begun to share with us in this area.
我们希望这几天。
We desire in these few days.
主能够把他的心意清清楚楚的重新一次涂抹在我们里面。
That God will once again tell us clearly of His will.
让我们在这个末了的时代。
So at this end time.
能够向着神的托付与忠心。
We may be faithful to His commission.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天地上忠于主名的人也不少。
Today there are many who are faithful to God's name.
忠于主自己的人不算多。
Not many who are faithful to God Himself.
如果论到神的旨意，今天忠心的人更少。
And there are even fewer who are faithful to God's will.
在教会历史上，我们也看见，能够真正明白神的心意而忠于神心意的人也不多。
Throughout the church history, we also discover not many who knew God's will and are faithful to His will.
在这个末了的时代
，In this end time,
神的旨意很快就要成就。
God's will be fulfilled very soon.
今天如果我们能够在主跟前蒙一个恩典
，Today if we can find grace before God,
我们不仅忠于他的名
，and we will not only be faithful to His name,
我们不仅忠于他的自己
，and not only be faithful to Himself,
我们也能忠于他的旨意
，that we may be faithful to His will.
弟兄姊妹，那我们是有福的。
Then we are the blessed one.
给我们求主施恩，怜悯我们。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on us and give us His
grace. 让我们能够答应主的要求，忠心的要求。
That we may answer to His call of being faithful.
答应他的呼召。
Answer to His call.
在地上还有一点机会的时候。
While we still have some opportunity on this earth.
做一个真正忠心的人。
That we may be one that is truly faithful.
弟兄姊妹，只有在这三方面都忠心的人，才是一个完整的忠心的人。
Brother and sister, only when you can be faithful in these three areas, then you can be completely faithful.
我们实在感觉主的心是何等的迫切。
We truly felt the urgent need of God's heart.
愿主怜悯我们。
May He have mercy on us.
他为我们能持守我们在地上的年日。
That He will keep the days that we still have on earth.
让每个弟兄姊妹都能够忠心的跟随他。
So that each one of us can be faithful follower of Him.
我们请低头做一点祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our heart is full of thanksgiving.
是你的恩典把我们一同聚集在你自己的跟前。
It is of your grace that we are able to gather before you.
愿我们在这里能够听见你呼召的声音。
May all of us hear of your calling.
在地上还有不多的时间。
While we still have a little bit time,
我们能握住这个机会
we may take hold of the opportunity,
能够忠心在你的跟前
and to be faithful to you.
主啊，虽然也许我们没有多大的恩赐
Lord, even though we may not have great gifts,
我们也没有多少的才干
we may not be very talented,
但愿我们能够做一个忠心的人
but may we be those who are faithful.
好叫你回来的时候
so when you come back,
我们真正能够得着你自己的称许
We may receive your commendation.
主啊，求你施恩怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
这几天用你的同在充满这个地方。
And fill us with your presence these days.
把我们每一个人都带到你的面光里。
And bring each one of us before your presence.
主啊，当末了的日子，你的旨意成就的时候。
At the end time, when your will is completed.
我们这些人都能够在荣耀中 和你一同欢喜相聚。
May we all rejoice and gather with you in glory.
我们愿意再一次把自己奉献在你的手中。
Once again, we consecrate ourselves to you.
求你用恩手来握住我们。
May you hold us with your gracious hand.
谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.